Hello, fellow flames. In case we haven't met, my name is Dr. Harmony, and I will help you live fearless, live loved, and live free. If you're new to my channel, welcome. And if you're returning, welcome back. Make sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell so that you know when all my videos and content come live. So today I'm going to take you on the inside journey with me in my own self-love makeover, where I meet with Charisse B, a quantum image stylist that has helped me build a brand image of myself as one of the team members I have used. And so stay tuned because I want to share with you what I learned about myself during this process. Before we get started, make sure if you've not checked out my self-love makeover video series to get plugged into that. And also get plugged into my self-love makeover challenge if you've not already done so. And download my free restart guidebook and get yourself on this self-love makeover journey that is so transformational.
We're going to get you together.
Thank you.
How you feeling?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm faced the fear of kind of reaching out to the photographer. I've talked to the personal shopper. I've got the person going to color the hair. All these parts. It's coming together and I've started a new vitamin regimen and look what I got.
Yay!
I absolutely love this. So I have been putting out to the universe for several years, just trying to find something I liked. And I've tried lots of things and I was always into the fashion and the modeling stuff. I've been to a lot of elite big time spas in different parts of the world. And I always love their lines when they're all organic, but I got this and have tried it 2 nights and now 2 mornings. And I have to tell you, I could eat this stuff.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? I love it.
It smells so good. I don't even want to put makeup on.
That's how I feel. I don't want to put makeup on this moisturized skin. Yeah, Skin Life. That is so awesome. I'm glad because you know how sometimes when things work out for you and you love it, you're like, oh, I hope they love it as much as I love it. But I don't want to put makeup on either over it because I felt so moisturized, especially with that night cream and that anti-aging. Oh my goodness. I felt like it really worked.
I can feel it working and it's so Skin Life. I can feel it feeding my skin. I'm really sensitive to stuff and I have used a lot of things. So I get that. And one thing I wanted to share with you that you might be interested in, this is the only thing that kind of is missing and it's an eye cream. This is organic and it's coffee.
Okay. All right.
It's called 100% pure.
I've tried pure before. I know exactly what you're talking about. I liked it a lot.
I actually learned about their products from a spa. I feel some changes. I've had a lot of stress going on with my mom in the hospital. And I have my virtual assistant started this week. So I'm super excited about that, but it takes a lot of time for the training. And I say that it's not really a lot of time, but it does take extra time. But I'm just keeping in mind that every step of no matter whether it's myself or everything around me is just upgrading to the next level. Yeah. It can be overwhelming at all at the same time, but I'm just staying present.
Same here. Things are happening fast. And they're kind of crazy. It's like, oh my goodness. And then something amazing will happen. And it's like, okay, all right, like, how do I balance this? But, you know, we're blessed and we are in a really good space. Life is going to happen. But I believe if we are in a really pure present space, I know that we can maneuver through it the way we need to instead of it taking us out.
And I'm super excited because I have a tour coming up with my card deck just launched and globally 500 distribution centers. And the largest publisher for card decks is the publisher, and it got nominated for an award, a cover award. And so I've already booked flights to Denver in June because I know I'm going to get an award on stage and I want to be hopping.
Oh, you will. We are going to absolutely make sure. I'm excited. So where are you touring?
Starting out here as far as getting the award, and then there is a place in Connecticut that it's already want me to do a workshop there. It's so close to the publisher that I want to meet the publisher and go to the publisher's warehouse. Yeah. And then I need to reach out to the international salesperson with the publisher because they actually set up tours. And then I have 2 people in Florida that have contacted me to do things in Miami and in Tampa. Okay. And then we have a retreat coming up in October in Sedona. It's all about quantum abundance for all of us.
Yes.
And that's just a start. So I don't know what and where and all that.
That's it. Just put it out there and just go, just leap and let it flow. Yeah, that's where we are. That's amazing. I love it. So some things I've already noted for you. We'll talk about it, but I'm going to send you a list of fabrics for you. I'm going to send you a list of stores that are best for you to shop. So I don't like to step on toes. So this can just be information for you since you have a personal shopper, but you still need to know your own information and you need to be informed because this is a new relationship with your shopper. If you come informed, then you all can collaborate better.
Even though I want to have that, I want to know for myself.
Yeah, because I want you self-sufficient, especially if you're going to be traveling and things like that. We want to have your wardrobe in place, you know, your colors, fabrics, knowing exactly what to put on your body. So we're going to pick some colors because literally it's about the psychology and the energy. And then we're going to come up with your hues, your value, the intensity, and then we will have your color palette, okay? And then you're gonna be so free to go do whatever you do. So I saw the colors that you picked for your hair.
Uh-huh.
I love it. So I personally think that you are a deep, warm, but we have to get to your tone. So we're gonna go through here and we're gonna see what it is exactly. And then we can go from there. But I love the colors. And here's the thing too. So when you go to your colorist, you'll show them one thing, but based off what you already have, and they'll most likely explain it and say, hey, we may end up here or here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that will help us a lot as well. Once you get your hair color, where you can go as far as your colors, but you will definitely have the hues and the value and all that that you need. And you'll know how to kind of pick and choose from there. Okay.
Okay.
And be able to play in spaces that you didn't think you would be able to probably. So we are going to select the colors and the images that I'm going to choose. So the images that you see, I just want you to choose the color that you like. And that's going to help us determine the overall.
Is this in general?
It's what you're most attracted to right now. And then there's a few steps and then we can pull it all together.
Okay. Black for sure. Okay. That's probably why I like to wear the black.
Right. And that's funny. That's why I was a bit hesitant with what you would choose because I knew you were going to choose black. Although, you know, the warm and the mahogany would look really good on you. I know that you're really drawn to black and that we were going to make that a focus. And how could you accessorize black? How can it be a staple color for you? So your hair is going to be amazing with your black wardrobe. That's going to be really good for you. So here we go.
Gold, marine navy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the orange, because I don't know. I feel like I'd be eating fruit if I did the other one.
I know, right? So the black was cool. Gold was warm. So can you see that one there?
Probably the soft white, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so determining your value season, please select one of the colors in each image that you like.
So I like the coral pink.
Mm-hmm.
And then the terracotta.
Okay.
It's funny that that's about the color of my nails all summer long.
Oh, really?
See? Yeah.
It's what you are attracted to.
I feel like I need to write this down because this is going to be my season. So summer mm-hmm. is the coral pink. Autumn is the terracotta. Mm-hmm.
And that is warm and deep. So this is what's going to be tricky about your palette. Because your undertones, you can pretty much wear anything. So that's why you're kind of going back and forth with cool and light and warm and deep. So what we're going to end up having to do is determine when and where to wear things. For instance, if you're going to a certain event and you want to portray a certain image, which is all the time, we're going to have to say, oh, well, red is pretty much not going to be one of your colors. But if you want it, we have to choose what's going to be your power color. Mm-hmm. We know it won't be red, but it might be the fuchsia that's your power color. It might be the terracotta that's your power color. We get to choose. And when we choose from there, we can say, this is how we'll accessorize it. We'll accessorize it with gold, maybe rustic gold, things like that. So that's how deep, you know, we'll go into it.
Okay.
You got the cool light coral pink and then warm deep terracotta. Now we are going for the intensity. Please select the colors, which image. Now let's look at these. I think my opinion first, but you have to tell me. So answer these for me, which ones you like, the pure, the tinted, the toned, the shaded.
Pure.
That was my choice. So pure, tinted, toned, or shaded?
Shaded. I didn't realize how much of a contrast I am.
That's okay. It's good. But now we're being intentional about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So probably tinted.
That's good. All right. Pure, tinted, toned, or shaded?
Shaded.
All right.
Toned.
All right. And next. There you go.
Tinted. Well, wait a minute. It's between tinted and toned, but probably,
Well, here's the thing. There's really no wrong answer because guess what? It will change because these are your secondary colors. So for instance, if you had on a black blazer, think about what color you would put under that black blazer.
Okay. Tinted for sure.
Yeah. And those are the things you want to think about. Any of these other colors, if you were to put on a blouse that color or a jumpsuit or a dress, how do you think the tone would look on you?
The tone in that color right there?
Uh-huh.
Not good at all.
Right. What about the shaded?
Not good.
Mm-hmm. And the pure?
Okay.
It'd be okay, right? So that's why tinted is your color, because you always want to think about what would I match this with? Even if you did a brown blazer, the tinted would go better than any other color.
Yeah.
You understand? Even if you did a burgundy blazer. So that's why the tinted is the one.
Okay.
And sometimes you'll find yourself kind of second guessing. That's where you want to think, oh, okay, if I was wearing this as my secondary color and I was matching this up with other colors, even if it was the color you were accessorizing with, if you had on all black and you accessorized with the tinted.
This one's would be toned.
Okay. Our next one?
Shaded.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
Now those are my colors. Mm-hmm. Like, I really like the other palette, the earth tones.
So this is why I think you're in autumn. I think you are either a tinted or a toned autumn, but we'll figure that out. And so you lit up when these autumn colors came, right?
Yeah.
So this is where we know we're in the right ballpark. All right. So you like the pure, the tinted, the toned, or the shaded? I'm sorry. Here we go.
That's okay.
They do look good. Do you see those colors up against you, your skin tone or your hair right now?
Yeah.
You can honestly wear them all.
Well, yeah, that's why it's so hard. I guess toned.
Okay. But you can't go wrong because this is your space, autumn. So here we go.
Toned.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
I would guess probably the toned.
Okay. Good. This is good. This is why I love this work right here.
And the toned.
And the toned. Okay. And this part is going to be so much fun. So you're not a sprint. We don't even need to go through these. We found your space, and I'm going to tell you how we just came up with it. So you are what we called a toned autumn. I'm going to show you what your color palette looks like. And that's what your color palette looks like. Doesn't that look nice?
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll talk about you getting one of these after this.
Yes. Cause I'm like already thinking, where can I get one of those?
We'll talk about that. But I just want you to see the magic in this. You're going through. And then when you saw that autumn, you're like, oh yeah. And when you chose autumn, it was toned, toned, toned.
Yeah. So is that what you would have picked me at?
I picked you as warm and deep. So autumn and toned are warm and deep. So yes, it's basically the same.
Okay. I think I'm so connected to those earth tones.
Yeah. And that's fine. That's perfect. But it also gives you the options on how to pick and choose. This thing is so informative. It just shows you how to mix and match.
Oh, on the back of the card it does?
Yeah. Like tone turquoise, temperature is neutral. It affects clarity of thought and communication. Now this is what's very important for you. So if you're going to an event and there's a focus on clarity of thought and communication, guess what you're going to wear for the day?
Yeah. And guess what? My new brand for my website update and all of that, all of it's turquoise.
Yeah.
And do you know why? Well, it's not exactly why, but it all aligns because all of that is balance and harmony.
Yeah, so it's perfect. So when you accessorize for your event, say the event has a certain background of color, you will know how to come in and bring your colors in to balance everything.
Okay.
That was good. I love it. That was easy. Okay, are you clear?
I'm clear.
Color? Okay.
Clearer than I've ever been in my life about color. But it makes sense why I keep being drawn to it, but I can't tell you who was drawn to it.
Yeah. And what I want you to really think about is your mixing and matching. We had the conversation about the black. If you want to do the black more often than not, think about your accessories being in your color palette. Even if your accessories are neutral, because your hair is about to be a big statement, your accessories can bring it all together. Like I was telling you all, I wear black all the time. I did this on purpose today because I was taking that other training and then I was seeing you, and my hair is in a natural brown color right now, but typically my hair is blonde or some other popping color so that it's my statement. So I think that when you get your hair colored, that's gonna bring everything together. Now this applies as far as your makeup too. This is your makeup space right here. Very natural, neutral, okay? But you are allowed to go over here and play.
Okay.
In your other autumn.
Can I take a picture of each one of those real quick?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
That way, because of makeup shades. So, all right, let me let's start with that one. Okay. All right.
And then next. All right. And next.
Okay.
All right. And next.
Okay.
This is going to really be your makeup space right here.
Okay.
Lip tone, all that. You can play in these spaces here. Okay. And your green. Someone who's really good with the makeup. And then when you get more advanced, you know all about the makeup. So well, you know how to go.
I did this a long time ago. Yeah. So,
yeah. So you know how to go in and play with your shades, you know, bring a little green in. You know what to do.
Yeah.
That's it. All right. So we are good with color.
Okay.
I want to look at your hairstyle, the hair colors that you chose again. That color was like so important. I needed you to get that. Because you're wearing such a distinct hair color, I want you to be able to really work it. I want you to really captivate your audience. And you
got a good hair color for me then, right?
Yes. I love it. I just want to show you what I really liked.
Okay.
This is my favorite here.
Me too.
Okay, good. Because it's just richer. And her makeup was right on point.
Uh-huh.
She's a nice bronzy. She even has a darker eye. Kind of smoked it out a little around the eyelid. Opened her eye up. So, yes, I like the lip color. Like, this is it.
Yeah.
That's it. So, can you imagine you putting on one of the green dresses that's in your color palette?
Wow.
How gorgeous that would be, even if it was the purple tones, even gold. This is your space right here. Deep, rich, earth tones, jewel tones, all of that. So everything that you've been attracted to is absolutely correct. We're just doing some adjusting as far as fabrics, quality, and just how you wear some of your pieces. So I'm excited about your personal shopper. Tell me a little bit more about her.
Well, I just met her because she's the one that the photographer works with and recommended.
Okay.
And so we met online, and I haven't met her in person, but she's also the one that has done hair in the past and still licensed, but she just kind of went more into the other direction.
Yeah.
Like I think you did as well.
Like me. Yes. She went into the styling and so, yep, I get it.
So basically that was her kind of path, and she's really cool. She's very much in that whole alignment concept. And I loved how she even her own self with her own color is, you know, as pink hair and things like that. And so like, I've never had a shopper before, and it was something that like, you know, like allowing yourself to have, or to feeling like you need it, or to find value in it or whatever. And this whole journey is about me allowing that. So when I met with her, I felt much more comfortable. And then we got to talking about the hair, and then come to find out, you know, my person wouldn't be able to get me in because she stays so booked for so long. Okay. Mm-hmm. So she's like, I'll come to you and we're going to meet in advance for her to confirm, like you said, different shades being off to make sure we get the right match, gets the right color. Then she'll come back and do the color and time it out to where it just aligns perfectly with the shoot. Mm-hmm. And I've decided I want that to align perfectly where the hair is totally fresh for the award ceremony in June. Yeah. I'm just putting it off a little bit, but I think that'll make it more valuable to what I'm doing with that. Yeah. But we do by the hour. The one question I forgot to ask was, where are we going around here? But we're going to shoot for 3 to 5 outfits targeted to the shoot and then probably do something else after that as well.
Okay.
Later, something like that. And do about 3 to 4 hours. And, but she's really knows her stuff, I can tell.
You feel good. Yeah, you feel good about it. That's awesome. Yeah.
But we haven't like went into what you and I are talking about. So even though while it's kind of, it's very complimentary, and not that she couldn't do what we're talking about, it's never made it that far.
Well, and the difference is, you know, like as an image consultant, like this is my job to do, to go this deep. As a stylist, she may know it, but she can go ahead because of what she knows. She can go ahead and say, hey, this is good for your body. I can put you in this. I can put you in that. And then she gets to bring that creative side to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Because I honestly do more work like she does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? On a daily basis.
Yeah.
But I happen to, you know, have studied and know this side of the business as well. But really, we don't, we know our stuff by eye.
Right.
So, you know, we can just say, hey, you know, I know what to put you in. So that is awesome that you have her and that you feel so good about her.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really good. Now, as far as looks, had you picked out any looks?
Not besides the hair and the makeup and call that. So not from a standpoint of clothing yet. No.
Okay.
So I would love to kind of have an idea of what I'm going to do and the fabric thing. And then there was something else that when you mentioned where to go, like those kinds of things, like that would be fun.
Yep. I'm going to send you a list
of
where to go. And I'm going to send you a list of fabrics, but I do want to talk about it. All right. So for you, rich fabrics, okay? Everything rich and luxury doesn't mean it's going to cost a ton of money. It's just that the stores that I'll send you to, they'll already have those types of fabrics because most of them are for women 40 over. We're more mature. We don't want the cheap stuff. We don't want the H&M. You know, and I'm not saying I don't shop at H&M. I just know how to shop at H&M. It's right across the street from me. So if I have emergencies, I'm going to Dillard's and H&M. Banana Republic is one of my favorites. And they've really diversified their stock now. So I have a really good time at Banana Republic. So, you know, your fabrics, just you want them to lay on you. You want them to feel really good on you. Very soft cotton, good quality cotton. Linen is going to be one of your best fabrics because it flows and it breathes. So it speaks to you. It speaks to your brand. So things like that will be very important when you're out shopping and you see just beautiful, easy, breezy clothes. We already talked about off the shoulder tops are going to work really well for you. The linen off the shoulder, even if you have a linen top that is a regular button down, you can take that linen top and you can button it low. You can pull it off your shoulder and you can have a nice tank under it. Say you chose a neutral linen color. That's when you can bring your bolder colors in as the undergarment, you know, the tank and your earth tones. Even if you have to do all white, you know, some days you might, for your events, you may choose all white, but you know how to accessorize around yourself if you're going to do all white. You know, if it's going to be like an event about purity, you know, or something like that, you know how to accessorize accordingly with your brand colors and with what the purpose of the event is. That's another thing I'll send to you as well, the meaning of the colors.
Okay.
That are in your color palette, okay?
Beautiful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very important. had a vision that I wasn't very, very clear about, but when I was thinking about the linen, I kind of have an idea of that. But how do you see yourself on stage? What do you see yourself wearing on stage? How do you see yourself kind of flowing across the stage? What do you see yourself in?
I see two things depend upon the stage, right? Because I represent different parts of things. So like, let's just say, because when I'm going tour, like say with my book before, and I've been in New York and do red carpet events and things like that. And then now like with this awards banquet, I see something coming across that, and I put the words in what I said to you. What was it like in that pop and there was something almost like the strapped shoes with the pop, like something. I'd almost have to look at what I put, but like a power, more powerful. Like in, well, and also in my normal physique and fitness, I would say things that are tight or, you know, pretty,
So are you, okay, so let me ask you one question, because I saw something that I really liked. I hope I kept it up. Oh, I wanted you to see this lady here. She had on a suit I liked. Can you see her? 1 minute. Can you see her? Okay, see that first suit right there?
That one in the aqua?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like that style?
Well, it's not something I've ever worn, but I'm not going to say that, like, it's just not never something I've ever worn.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to send you this, that video, but, and she has a whole.
And you're talking about the aqua one, right?
Yeah, I was talking about the aqua one, but I also.
Anything that would tell you is with anything crop that comes up my legs and flares out makes me look super short.
Okay. And I was thinking about that. So that's what I was thinking about, the jacket being more elongated.
Okay.
So you can take that, but I really like that. I really like the style of the pants and the jacket. It doesn't have to be short.
But well, I like the shorter pants up my legs flaring out make me look short and round.
The short pants?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. So I'll let you
Unless they're tight on my legs, that's fine.
Yes. Yes, I got you. And your stylist would be able to take care, you know, of that space right there. But I just like the sharpness of that. But the only thing that I didn't like, I kind of see you flowing, you know, something kind of more flowy and breathing.
And I think so, because I think that's where I'm also transitioning personally, you know? And that's where I also feel a sense of soft flow, fluid, but still bringing out shape. Otherwise, as short as I am, that feels like it adds weight to me.
Gotcha. All right. So I'll send you also some ideas with that as well. I'll send you a few links on that. Makeup. You feel equipped, like you're okay with doing your own makeup day to day with your...
For the most
with the new color palette.
Well, I don't know about the new color palette, but for the most part I am, but you know, I mean, I watched a lot of videos just to kind of update, but it was still a lot of the same of what I've known, but like, I've used the same, I switched my regimen up about 2 to 3 years ago and I've been using that for the most part. And it's layered and it kind of looks it looks natural and I kind of still like it, but I'm open to something new. I think, you know.
Yeah. So I think what's going to happen, I think is just going to happen naturally, because I don't think it's necessary for you to, you need to go take a makeup class because you already know these things. It's just when you do your new hair color, when you add the new colors into your wardrobe, I think you'll kind of see, you know, where you can tweak the makeup some, you know, just a lip color and a blush, you know, and a shadow. But I think that'll kind of flow.
Do you have a brand that you recommend that you typically use at all?
I honestly do not have a particular brand. My makeup kit is some of everything.
That's what I do too.
Yeah. Because I just, I'm not a huge makeup person, but I pick up things that I'm in the store. I could be in Target, I could be in Walmart, I could be in the mall at Sephora, and I just kind of pick up things that I like and that feel good. I do not have a particular brand that I just love. But I will show you what I have, and I'll send pictures. Let me write that down. I'll send pictures of stuff that I really like, because there's some basic stuff. There's like this concealer that I like, and I literally use it on my face as a foundation because it's so light and it's just simple, because sometimes all I want is a little glow, you know? Especially since I got my skincare regimen, I feel like I have the glow, but I need a little tint, you know, because I get really pale in the wintertime, and I feel like I need some color. So I'll send what that is, but yeah,
could
I can't
possibly really do like a couple different type of like accessory styles, like for earrings or necklace, just so I can get a feel for what looks good for me.
Yeah, definitely. So that's gonna, I'll send pictures of what that looks like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So, because that's going to go quite a bit with, because you were in that space where you could almost do anything. So I'll send pictures of some different options of what you can play with. I am not a huge accessory person. I just like signature pieces.
Yeah.
They kind of go with everything, you know, they kind of just go with your whole image and brand.
That's why I'm asking you that, because I feel the same thing. I used to have a lot of different things, but now I just want something that pops, makes a statement, but not overkill.
Yeah.
Like flowing.
Yeah, because I always think about, you know, the things that I wear, people are always like, oh, I love that.
And I have the same thing, like people do the same thing. So
if you could think of, you know, it may be a space where, you know, you went into selling it at some point, you know, you don't want to be all over the place with it, you know. Well, this is the type of jewelry I wear, so this is the type I'm gonna sell, you know what I mean? Just a certain space. Okay, yeah, that's good. All right, any other specific areas that we need to cover?
Not that I can think. I think that covers what I had on my list, unless there was something that you had planned to cover that you said you were going to let us know that wasn't part of this.
I think we're good. I'm going to do another session with you all because I think, I have one more one-on-one session, and then we'll do one big session and kind of just bring everything together to make sure everyone is, you know, just everything is cohesive and everyone feels good. And everyone, most people don't realize, like, you're really pretty much already there, especially at this age in life. You just need those enhancements, though, that confirmation, you know, that small validation that I have been doing it right. I just need to tweak this and tweak that, you know? So that's pretty much how the sessions have been. And that's really good. I enjoy that. So
awesome. Thank you so much for doing
it. You're so welcome. I'm excited about the photo shoot, the personal shopping, the new hair color, everything. I'm super excited about that. And we can stay in touch about it. Like, you can always send me pictures, send me, you know, ask me questions, anything. And with your personal shopper, your hairstylist, if they want to jump on with, you know, any questions, and we can all work together, that works. Just let me know. I'm here for it. Whatever you need.
Thank you so much. Okay. I appreciate all your time and just support, and like, it's been amazing. So thank you.
Yeah, it has been amazing. I enjoy working with you. It's so much fun. So give me to the weekend and I'll make sure that I have all your stuff gathered and sent over to you. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Harmony. Take care.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
So, wow, what a journey this self-love makeover has been, and I am so excited to share it with you. I would love it if you would let me know how it's impacted you, your own self-love makeover techniques, and things that maybe you're working on within yourself. Let me know if this has been inspiring, and you can check out all the ways to glow forward with me, and also Charisse in the link below, and also the skincare that we mentioned. Check out the link below for that as well, because it's some really amazing products, and in that, you can use the code code HARMONY, all uppercase, and that'll get you plugged into the system with that skincare line should it be of interest to you. So thank you again for following me, and make sure to like, comment, and share the shine, and I'll see you in the next video. Namaste.